are now watching the College Baseball Insider Show.
It's behind it. This is hammered. Left field, and we are tied. Wow.
Now, here are your hosts, giving you an inside look into the top matchups.
What is up? We're back for another night of College Baseball Insider Show, joined by Smitty. Bucks coming off a Razorback win. It was stressful. I'm not going to lie. These 1-0 games, keeping it tight with no offense, it's going to be the death of me. But they get the win. It was a huge two-unit play for me, so I'm happy to call the Hogs home to a victory behind a stellar performance, another Hagan Smith gem of an outing. But first, welcome by Smitty. What's up?
Hey, what's up, buddy? I'm glad to be here. You know, we had a great time last night. I'm ready to fire off some more winners, hopefully. Yeah, I jumped on with you guys last night. I got a little higher. I think you guys had it minus 180. I had minus 185. Yeah, a little sweat. Can they score some runs? Can they get some runs going on here a little bit? But no, the guy's lights out right now. I mean, the guy's just pitching unbelievable. So, I mean, Auburn just couldn't get it going. Great pitcher. I mean, hey, I said last night on the show that I didn't like their pitching staff. I thought Arkansas would hit the ball a little bit more tonight, but they didn't. But hey, can Texas Tech do something here? Come on, let's go.
Well, I was going to say, in a game that didn't lack offense, you've got Wake Forest taking it to Louisville now 16-7 in the top of the ninth. That one was a toss-up, and I know a lot of us, we talked about last night, just wanting to stay away from it, but Josh Hartle comes out. Another bad performance by him, but the Wake Forest Demon Deacons seem to have Q in the comments already. He said, who has more hair gel in their hair between the two of you?
I would have to say Matt. I don't know.
At least we have hair to gel, Q. That would be my rebuttal. It just does what it wants. Okay. All right. So Arkansas, Auburn, obviously we just talked about it. Mississippi State, Texas A&M, that is still going on. I believe it is 2-6. A&M leads at the bottom of the seventh. But we've got a full slate of games Friday, and we've got 9 previews to go into. So let's dive right into it with Alabama taking on Georgia. We talked about it in the SEC matchups here last night. I think we were a little split, possibly. I can't remember.
I went 2-1 Georgia.
So Alabama's throwing Ben Hess tomorrow, presumably. 194 Sierra looks good going against Charlie Goldstein, who was good outside of last weekend. I still don't know. I feel like there's a lot of value on Alabama still at minus 140. If it gets higher than that, I would be afraid to play it, but I played it at 120, not to give out a stale line, but I do like that up to minus 140. What are you doing in this game one tomorrow?
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, I went with Georgia just because of the home baseball field or whatever you want to say here. You know, the pitching staff scares me a little bit. Higher ERA team, you know, I kind of look at team ERA. I know you guys dive into some of these other stats. I'm old. I'm the oldest guy on this team. So I look in the old stats like ERA, walks, defense. I'm that old timer. I like their offense a little bit. This is a tight one. Had a good pitcher, higher ERA for some of the Georgia pitching staff. I think the offense is going to do okay for Georgia in this. I got to see what the line, what is it, minus 140? Man, Bama. Man, I like a sneaky Georgia play tomorrow.
Georgia coming off the series sweep and are getting swept, and then Alabama coming off a big series win against Tennessee. I'm not sure how much that was attributed to Tennessee lacking to hit in key moments versus Alabama's pitching staff just being dominant. But you look at their stats, I mean, Alabama looks like they are legit on the mound, and they've got the bats to back it up. TJ McCants, stud. Gage Miller is a stud.
Yep.
I feel like Georgia probably bounces back, but I don't know if they get the series win here. And I feel like an Alabama victory, the key to that is a successful outing from Ben Hess, which he's proven time and time again. Just imagine, I think Q said it last night, just imagine if they had Luke Holman that stuck around before he transferred to LSU. I think Alabama's starting rotation would be right up there with Arkansas's. But you're going Georgia.
2-1 Georgia. Yep. Let's go to the long ball. Number one, 62 home runs this year. Let's keep hitting them out of the ballpark, fellas.
Let's get into one we're probably going to be on the same side of. That's number 9, Duke. The Blue Devils look really legit in the ACC, taking on NC State, taking on Sam Heifel. Jonathan Santucci has been absolute money on the mound. He's must-see TV, right up there with Hagan Smith. Duke, far and away, outweighs NC State in the stats category. 70% insiders win probability with the -190 price. That screams value on Duke. Our number was -235 on Duke, so I'd play it up to that. I think Duke rolls tomorrow.
Yeah, he's the ace, and he's the ace for a reason. I mean, I really like him. Good defensive team. Last week against Clemson, 1-2. But I went with Georgia Tech last week against NC State. I'm not high on this NC State team. I'm really not. They got outscored 31-17 last weekend. Duke was right there kind of with Clemson, but got a little bit outplayed there with the bullpen kind of got him. I like Zach Morris too, the hitter. Got to love him. It's not the Zach Morris on Saved by the Bell, but it's the good Zach Morris here, man. The guy can hit. Stone, Miller, they got Logan. They got a lot of bats. I kind of like this Duke team. I'm going to get them. 190 is a little high. I like a money line parlay with somebody tomorrow.
All right. Moving to one that the odds, I guess, either didn't open up or were taken down. You've got the undefeated Florida State Seminoles taking on the Clemson Tigers, who look really good early. 18-2, 19-0. Who you got in this one? You back in the home team or are you back in the undefeated red hot Seminoles?
Well, this is a doubleheader, right, on Saturday?
Yeah, I think you had texted me that. This is a doubleheader. Good call.
Yeah, doubleheader on Saturday. Rain, a lot of rain on the East Coast, so we got to keep an eye on some of these games tomorrow going in. I think tomorrow night in our area, we get a lot of rain into Saturday, even Sunday area here in the Virginia area. Yeah, Florida State, this is a team that just a big winning streak. They're one of the best teams right now, I think, with the winning streaks here. Man, I think it's going to stop here. I really do. I think Clemson's a really good baseball team. I think this is where this – I think it's a spot that Clemson is going to at least get two wins, I think, in the series here. I think Florida State kind of runs out of its – I really like Leiter, the pitcher. I like their pitching staff right now. 32 home runs to 37. I look at that stat a lot, but I think Clemson's a better baseball team.
I think so. I mean, it's hard to go undefeated in college baseball. It's probably not going to happen. Florida State's due for some regression, and I think right now is a good time to fade them. However, I don't know with Cam Leiter on the mound if game one is going to be the right one to fade them in. However, doubleheaders get weird. If you've followed college baseball, you know that. Doubleheaders are, they're fine with the bats, but the pitching staff not being on your typical rotation, it kind of throws your groove off. So we'll see if Cam Leiter can calm down this Clemson offense. 37 home runs. Their WRC plus is good. Sierra is decent, but I don't know. Looking at the strength schedule, I think I would give the slight edge to Clemson. They're more battle-tested with a good enough record to really take it to Florida State if they want to. But you fade the team that is undefeated. We did it against TCU. Luckily, we won that series with Kansas. But I think you're on to something. I think Clemson probably gets the series. I don't know as far as the what sequence of games they get, if I can leave it at kind of an open book.
I think so, that's well said.
If Florida State, basically what I'm getting at is you handicap, you can't bet series prices, but I always try to handicap the series. So if I think Clemson's going to win, if Florida State wins game one, I'm probably going to be on Clemson game two, game three. That's just how it rolls.
Well, what's the – real quick, I'm just trying to look it up again. What's the winning streak with Florida State? They're on a let me look at real fast here. I know. I'm sorry. I get something in my brain.
No, you're good.
Current win streak. They're at 21 right now. 21 in a row win streak. So, I mean, just unbelievable. I mean, the whole way up to 12 right now. So, yeah, but I just – again, this is – this matchup here that I think they're finally going to roll into a team that's going to get them.
All right, moving along, another top 10 matchup in the SEC. We've got number 6, Florida, taking on LSU. And I know this was one that Q leaned Florida. I don't blame him for going with his team, but I do think the domination that Luke Holtmann has had on the mound, followed by Gage Jump being in that game two role, I don't know if Florida is going to have it all together to be able to beat LSU in Alex Box Stadium. Can you argue with that? Do you think LSU wins a series, or do you give the nod to Florida?
No, I said last night, I think this is a 2-1 LSU. I just think after LSU really had a bad performance last weekend, and I think they're going to bounce back. I mean, home stadium, that's one of the best atmospheres in college baseball. I know Q was talking about Fisher had the strut last night. I think that was his word. He had the strut after that, and we'll have to see. Maybe he will, but I think overall White, Jones, I mean, their ace is fantastic. I think this is a good spot for LSU. I mean, again, a little higher number. I think it's a good spot. Match LSU with somebody else and try to get a little better number and do a money line parlay.
Yeah, if you look at implied probability versus our win probability, LSU should be like minus 130, 125, somewhere in that ballpark. So I do think there's value on taking Florida at plus 160 at this high of a number. It's probably going to be a tight game. I'm assuming the run line is going to be 1.5, but if you can get 2.5 like Auburn got tonight versus Arkansas,
great call.
I think this is going to be tight, especially back in the home team. I wouldn't lay minus 210, but I like Florida on the run line if you can get 2.5.
Yeah, I think if you like the, I mean, yeah, get the run line because you know, I had in the guide, I have this Florida, and I'm not giving up on this Florida team. I just think they have too much talent still.
I agree. When you look at strength of schedule too, LSU has not been as battle tested. I feel like Florida's played a gauntlet of the schedules thus far, and you look at their midweek performances, you could throw out those losses. It's obvious that Kevin O'Sullivan does not care to win midweek games. But on the weekend, the Gators come to play. So at the end of the day, their record may not always reflect the talent of this team. And I'm with you. I'm not giving up on Florida either. You look at their raw numbers, 171 Sierra for Cade Fisher, 214 for Jack, 339 even for the freshman Liam Peterson. Like, these are stud numbers, but it's not translating on the field into wins. And I think at the end of the day, if we're going to fall back on the statistics, you're going to have to start backing Florida. So I can't argue with you taking them plus 160 because I think that's mispriced.
And you know why too? You know why too? I like
that's plus 127. You can get them at plus 160. You're getting 30 cents of value. I can't fault you for taking Florida.
You know why too? Q's starting to get a little confident. Like, he's starting to get a little swagger in his on the show with Florida. He's still believing this team. And, you know, he'd be down a little bit. Last night, he was a little bit more pumped up about Florida. I see it coming. I think he's believing. And if anybody knows Florida baseball, it's Q.
Yeah, I agree. All right, my darling Yellow Jackets. They get the series sweep last weekend in what was a completely mispriced series. I think Georgia Tech just absolutely stacked up well against NC State. They were an auto bet every game, and luckily for me, they swept them. That's about the only bet I won last week, and I feel like they're taking on North Carolina, which is a team that I've kind of struggled to figure out. Folger Boas has been a good Friday night guy for North Carolina. He's not been great. They lost Jake Knapp before the season to Tommy Johns. They're doing well, but I don't think they're elite. I think Georgia Tech is susceptible to pulling the upset here. I don't know if any of these pitching rotations are confirmed yet. Mason Patel has actually been one of their worst starters. Cameron Hill was their Friday night guy. He was like a sub 4 ERA guy. You look at Mason Patel, he's worse than that. This is going to be something I'm going to keep an eye on, because Georgia Tech, I'm going to continue to back them behind Drew Burris. He's an absolute freshman stud. I think they're going to be able to hit Folger Boas, and I think getting plus 145 when you're looking at a 47% win probability for us, that's plus 112. So there's value in backing Georgia Tech here. And if you're going to give me 1.5 on the run line with the away team, maybe we can keep a close game. I like Georgia Tech in this one.
Yeah, I was right with you last weekend. I was on Georgia Tech all three games, right with you. I like this team, and I think the run line is a good play. So I'll probably jump on it again with you. This North Carolina team's not bad. I think the home environment, again, you always look in college baseball with the home stadium and the environment and everything like that. But I think this is a good spot. I think Georgia Tech's a really good team, and I think they're going to hang with this. Run line's a good play tomorrow.
Ole Miss, Tennessee, another SEC matchup. Ole Miss kind of surprised me last weekend, getting the series win over South Carolina. They didn't play great, but they played well enough to win. I think they're going to regress this weekend, though. Tennessee plays really well at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. They're dominant in the stat category. I think you can tell it by the stats and the odds. You're having to lay minus 238 right now, or as of about 15 minutes ago on DraftKings. I feel like Tennessee could sweep them, but I'm pretty confident Tennessee gets a series win. So that's a high price to pay. I know you indicated earlier Duke was a little too high for you. Would this be a good parlay spot, parlaying Duke and Tennessee?
Yeah, I love this. I have like 96 stickies and stickers and notes and everything. I went 3-0 last night on Tennessee in the series in this. Yeah, they're 16-0 at home. They're 8-2 last 10. I love this Tennessee team. I like Vanderbilt and I like Tennessee right now. I think it's a good spot. I think they win this game. What a great matchup. Yeah, money line parlay. Let's go. Love it.
Are you worried at all that Ole Miss may be undervalued here?
No. Tennessee.
Love it.
Until you probably text me and make fun of me later tomorrow.
Speaking of your Vanderbilt Commodores, which you're on.
I love this.
Got a 51-49 split right here. This is neck and neck. I feel like this should be minus 115 both ways. If you're going to give me plus 124 on South Carolina, licking their wounds coming off a series loss to Ole Miss, getting back home, I feel like the Gamecocks are the side here. But you said it yourself. You're high on Vanderbilt this year. Rebuke me.
Well, I'm going to go back with the old man stats. I'm going to call myself the old man on this show. I like the pitching. Pitching's coming around. I like it. The hitting is there. They're starting to score some runs. Good defense. I do like this South Carolina team, though. I really do. And I think wow, what a number you can get at home. But I'm probably going to do something with Vanderbilt. It's my team. I'm going to probably buy a jersey or a shirt, and they're going to probably then ruin it. And what I have to do here, let's just do a little thing here. If no one knows, I bought an Indiana shirt, and I think I jinxed the team, and now they can't win a game. So if I get one for Vandy and I ruin their season, I apologize for the Vanderbilt fans. But now I like this Vanderbilt team. I think they're really good. But South Carolina is a good baseball team, and that's getting as a dog at home. It's not a bad spot, but I'll probably try to sprinkle something in with Vandy tomorrow.
The word I was looking for was refute, not rebuke. I was thinking rebuttal. Learned something today. Rebuttal, refute.
Should be a great series, though. Should be
it should be. It should be a tight series. I really like Ethan Petrie. He is a stud. No sophomore slump for him. Getting into a guy, though, that has not really been too impressive that a lot of people were high on, J.J. Weatherholt, West Virginia. He doesn't have a home run yet, which kind of surprises me. This is a guy that was one of the shorter shots to win the Golden Spikes Award. They're taking on an Oklahoma team that's 6-0 in conference play. They looked good last week, but 190? I mean, are they that good? The odds say otherwise as far as our win probability. I actually think this is closer to a coin flip. So 154 on West Virginia, assuming it's Aiden Major versus Braden Davis. You want any part in backing the Mountaineers here, or do you think Oklahoma just continues to roll their wagon?
I've been on West Virginia once or twice this year. I think I'm 1-1. You know, looking there, what are they right now on your 11-9? I had 12-9, so maybe I missed something there. I had 5-5 the last 10. Last weekend, they loser and 2-1 to Ohio State, and I'm not very high on Ohio State. You know how we are with the Big Ten. Oklahoma, great series against TCU last weekend. I mean, they really went in there and they took care of business. I was a loser on that. I wasn't very high on Oklahoma either. So this is probably a stay away spot for me. Personally, I think Oklahoma is a better team than West Virginia.
I don't know if I'm
ready. It's a higher
number
though, Matt.
I'm ready to buy into that. I mean, for whatever reason, Oklahoma has the number one strength schedule, which really surprises me because I can't think off the top of my head who they've really beaten to justify number one strength of schedule. I mean, I know TCU, that was impressive, but I'm pulling up their so they swept TCU, they swept UCF. That's how they got to 6-0 in Big 12 play. Outside of that, they lost to Oregon. They did beat Tennessee. They've lost to Dallas Baptist. They won 3 of 4 against Wright State. They lost to Pitt. They lost to Ohio State.
But I think, too, what happened last weekend is big in this. They went down to TCU and took care of business,
which was no small feat. However, we talked about it. We felt like TCU was due for some regression, would probably lose some games that they shouldn't have lost. Now, do you put that luck factor into Oklahoma and feel like, all right, 6-0 in conference play is good, but they're not that deserving of that, so now they're going to have some regression? I don't know. I don't have a play officially right now, but I would not advised to lay 190 on Oklahoma. No. I'm not that sold on them.
I'd do money line parlay, match it with somebody. I think they win tomorrow night. I do. I'm going to say that. I'd look for a matchup with somebody else and match it.
Dallas Baptist, the darling, mid-major, taking on Sam Houston, which I feel like is going to be undervalued here. The win probability have this 57-43 in favor of Dallas Baptist. But I have a feeling that, and I haven't seen odds yet, but I feel like Dallas Baptist is going to be over a $2 favorite. And if that's the case, I feel like either a run line on Sam Houston is a play if you're going to get 2.5, 3.5 even. But do you think they can slow down Ryan Johnson, who's just been absolutely immaculate on the mound? Sam Houston's starter, Colin Atkinson, is not bad.
Yeah, pretty good.
He's not bad. Feel like this could be a grind it out, get to the bullpen, see who wins. Slight edge to Dallas Baptist, but on the flip side, I think Sam Houston is worth a look.
Yeah, I want to see the numbers here. Looking, I mean, you said Atkinson is pretty good. I think I had 3-1, 1.79 ERA. Second starter's not bad. Third starter, higher ERA. Johnson, you know, is lights out. Very low walk rate, which I really like, doesn't get guys on base. You know, Dallas Baptist offense, you got four or five guys that can really hit. That's where, you know, that's where I think this game could separate slightly. Run line's not, I mean, I get where you're going here. I got to see what the line is.
Dallas Baptist. So I just looked. Yeah. Thank you, Nick. I just saw that too. Dallas Baptist minus 175 on DK.
175. And
Houston plus 135. So, I mean, that's probably a stay away. That's close to what I would make that number.
It's tough to go against the ace for Dallas Baptist.
I've got Sam Houston plus 135 on implied probability of 43% win. That's right on.
You know,
I would say it's Sam Houston or pass.
Being a college basketball.
Thanks, better, Nick. I appreciate
like
that.
I am. Yeah, thanks, Nick. Sometimes you got to lay the juice if you feel good. And I've done that a lot this year, and I've been pretty successful. This one might
good.
Be
I don't feel great.
I don't feel bad about laying the juice tomorrow night with Dallas Baptist. I'm just going to say that. I'll probably bet that.
Bet Saracen, which is only for Arkansas viewers, they can get plus 145 on Sam Houston, minus 165 on Dallas Baptist. But also, I'm still waiting to cash out a bet on Arkansas that has not hit my account yet. So there you go. You got to take the good, take the bad, take them both. And there you have
the facts of life.
There you go. All right. Well, that concludes the previews. We're going to go back to, I'm going to give you an opportunity because you're here. Q's not. After what you saw tonight, do you want to change your SEC pick'em what you said last night?
Well, let me find my...
Has anything changed? Texas A&M looks like they're going to win. Arkansas gets the win.
Let me find it. I got 96.
I kind of threw you a curveball here.
All right, let's go. Bama, Georgia, 2-1 I have. No, I like that. I feel good. I feel good. And I like that Alabama team. I watched a little bit of that last week with Tennessee. And again, I love Tennessee. I think they're a good team. Bama's a good baseball team. No, I'm going to Georgia's going to win that. That's fine. Okay. I'm locked in. What are you doing? Let's do the same thing. Are you okay with that? Where are you at again?
No, I feel good. I think the only one, Arkansas 2-1, we may get the sweep, but after what I saw from our offense tonight, I feel pretty comfortable being at 2-1.
All right, I'm gonna go through the whole board here really quick. Tennessee, I had 3-0. I feel good. I feel good with that.
Yeah, we were all 3-0.
All right, Texas A&M, which they are winning. Last time I saw.
Yeah, it's top of the ninth. They're up 6-3.
All right, I had 2-1 Texas A&M.
Yep, we were all the same on that one.
Okay. Oh, this one was the tough one last night. I really feel like this one was the really difficult. And I know you were different. I think Q was with me, if I remember correctly, on this. I went Kentucky 2-1. You went, I think, 2-1 Missouri.
Yep, that's okay. Right.
Yeah.
I feel like Kentucky played out of their minds last week, and they're due for some regression. Now, granted, they're playing Missouri, who's terrible, but we'll see.
All right. Arkansas, I had 3-0. I think
Q had 3-0 as well.
And you had 2-1. 2-1. Yeah. All right. I had Vandy because Vandy's my team. I like Vandy a lot. I had Vandy 2-1. I'm going to stick with that. But I love that number. I love that number. I mean, for a dog, if you're, it's tough to, yeah, it's tough. It's tough not to take South Carolina tomorrow at that number. But I'm going to stick with Vandy. And then I have LSU 2-1.
I have LSU 2-1 as well. I feel like going back to this one, I feel like that number is just too high on LSU.
Yeah,
I know Luke Holman has been good. Cade Fisher has struggled. But, man, this could be a really tight game.
It could. It just depends, again.
Somebody's coming out of that series winning 2-1. There's not going to be a sweep.
That's not.
You went with his Gators. I get it. I respect it.
Well, I think what you said last night and what Q said was so right on. And again, you know, when you listen to Florida baseball, you got to listen to Q. There's not, and I'm the same way with Arkansas with you. He thinks Fisher has the strut. He feels like it's a big game. It's the same if I was a Wake Forest guy and I was saying Hartle's going to come out there tonight. He didn't have it again. So tomorrow night's a big night, I think, in Florida baseball, because if Fisher doesn't have it and he gets roughed up, and then you said, I think this, you said last night, Matt, I think the second guy, you're not sure if he, is he pitching on Saturday?
Liam Peterson. I don't know if he is or not.
You know, then, you know, Cags has been lights out on Sunday. Like, that's been, and in my belief, that's the best pitcher they have.
And that's where I feel like you handicap it as a series as a whole. You've got to go Luke Holman with what you've seen, and then Gage Jump. If it's Gage Jump versus Liam Peterson, I've got to give the nod to Gage Jump. Now, the question mark is Thatcher Hurd. He was your Friday night guy to start the season. He didn't have it. He was not ready to be Paul Skene's replacement, which who could be? That said, his 6.55 ERA compared to 1.77 for Jack, I feel like Caglione is going to get the win Sunday. Your question mark to me is game one. Is Cade Fisher your ace? Can he bring it against one of the top pitchers in college baseball? I don't know. And I'm not ready to lay 210.
No, I think that's too high, too. I think it's too high.
I'm not ready to say fire away on Florida either. But that's your winner. Whoever wins game one's winning the series.
Good call. But,
all right. Well, that wraps it up. If there are no more questions in the comments, how'd you do in basketball today?
3-1. I gave out, I think on the show last night, I said take Michigan State, which was an easy winner money line. I had the under in Arizona Long Beach State. That was a winner. I said I played Oregon -1 or the money line. They won. I did lose the Iowa State under. I have Drake big tonight money line. I don't know what they're doing right now. I haven't really looked at the games right now. I gave out. I hit Texas money line earlier today, so pretty good day. We'll see.
Looks like Washington State's up 15-14 to Drake.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great game. I'm ready to go up and watch it. I'm so excited. I love that Drake.
See, it's so nice not having Arkansas. This is tongue in cheek, but it's so nice not having Arkansas in March Madness, because now my whole focus is on baseball, which is where it should be. So enjoyed it. We'll see you next Monday or this following Monday for the recap show. Cash some tickets this weekend. As always, follow along. We'll be posting our plays and best bets recap in the morning for the Friday slate. Cheers, y'all. Have a good Thursday night.